From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Latin funk and hard rock seem like strange bedfellows, but today on the show we've got two bands that are making it look and sound easy, thanks to Austin's Adrian Quesada. Spanish Gold features Quesada alongside members of Hacienda and My Morning Jacket, while his longtime band Brownout covers Black Sabbath under the name Brown Sabbath. Live music and conversation with both bands today, and we find out how an idea like Brown Sabbath got started.
It was kind of a joke. I mean, it just kind of happened. You know, I guess nobody realized just how challenging it would end up being. It was quite an undertaking.
Plus, new music from the Willie Nelson, and we go back and forth with Alt J. All that and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Two Adrian Quesada projects live in the studio today, Spanish Gold and Brownout, who will transform themselves into Brown Sabbath before your very ears. But first, some new music. In a moment, the band Lowen, but Willie Nelson. We're 1 week out from his 4th of July picnic, and Willie's ready to bring it on with a new album called Band of Brothers. I guess that's because Sister Bobby's not on it. Nelson's back with original material. I mean, this is the first time in 18 years that about two-thirds of the songs are new Willie compositions, his co-writer, producer, Buddy Cannon. Band of Brothers is the album. This is Willie Nelson. This is Bring It On.
They say there is no game without pain. I must be gaining a lot, and I'll give it all that I got to bring it on. But it seems that I've been here before, so if this means that there is more, bring it on. It's written in the good book that we'll never be asked take any more than we can. Sounds like a good plan. So we'll bring it on. If I can't see it or feel it, I will worry, said someone, and I'll have to say I agree. Bring it on. Well, I know you're out there, 'cause I hear you breathing, but it still don't mean nothing to me. So bring it on. It's written in the good book we'll never be asked to take any more than we can. Sounds like a good plan. So bring it on. Good book that we'll never be asked to take any more than we can. Sounds like a good plan. So bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. It's just one more storm in the sea. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Just one more storm in the sea, so bring it on.
Stain on my mouth.
That was a band called Lowin on the Austin Music Experience, L-O-W-I-N, and their new single is Lobo. Former members of the San Marcos band The Couch, we've played you Lowin before on the Austin Music Experience. Lowin plays tonight at the Blackheart. We started with a Texan who's 81 years young, Mr. Willie Nelson. His new album, Band of Brothers, finds Willie co-writing most of the material with his producer, Buddy Cannon. The first time he's written the lion's share of a record in almost two decades. The song, Bring It On. And Willie's going to bring it on 1 week from today to the Stockyards in Fort Worth for his annual 4th of July picnic. And now we're going to rock back and forth with the band Alt-J. Alt-J coming back to Austin for the Fun 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 Fest. In 2012, they visited our Studio 1A to play a song from their debut, which was brand new at the time. And September 22nd, their second album, This Is All Yours, comes forth. Let's go back. Here's Alt-J on the Austin Music Experience.
Body chunks out of me. You're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart's here as I beat, and all your friends gone sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points where 2 eyes meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. My love is waiting till morning comes. Let's desolate. Hunger of the pine. sleeplessly embracing yon yon tip to me. Plenty more days in the sea, and so you finally use it. Betting with me, you see at night your heart wears night armor under all the pine.
Yes, that was Alt J. The song Hunger of the Pine comes forth on September 22nd from their second album, This Is All Yours. Their debut, An Awesome Wave, earned them a Mercury Prize. Now they're a trio. The bassist has dropped out, and that signature Alt J vocal sound isn't really heard except for the backing vocals, which are actually samples from Miley Cyrus that it sounds like a little studio trickery has been applied to. And we went back to 2012 with Alt-J for Tessellate, which was originally on their debut. Alt-J plays Fun 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 Fest this November with KUTX. Coming up into Studio 1A with Spanish Gold and Brown Sabbath. Stay tuned to La Experiencia de la Música de Austin. We'll be right back. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll recall two brothers whose musical skills helped take a popular genre of folk music to a whole new level. Paulino Bernal was born on June 22, 1939 in Raymondville, Texas. Along with his brother Eloy, Paulino formed El Conjunto Bernal, one of the most popular conjunto groups of the 1950s. At first, the Bernal brothers worked as a backup band for better-known artists. However, Paulino and Eloy quickly gained a reputation as two of the most gifted accordion players in the Southwest.
Me! Ser demasiado el dolor y las penas y los desengaños que por tantos años me ha dado el amor.
The Bernal brothers' unparalleled expertise on the accordion, along with the band's intricate three-part harmonies, raised the folk genre known as conjunto to an unprecedented level of musical sophistication and helped pave the way for the emergence of Tejano music in the late 1970s. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll remember a singer whose bird-themed song flew up the charts, not once, but twice. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin Music News, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Remember the Alamo? That's exactly what Phil Collins has done. The celebrated singer-songwriter and drummer visited the Alamo this week with his collection of Alamo memorabilia to donate. Collins has been a longtime Alamo buff and has curated an expansive collection that he says includes hundreds of cannonballs, documents, and artifacts. His most prized item is a receipt Alamo commander William Barrett Travis signed for 32 head of cattle to feed the Alamo defenders. Collins' donation goes to the Texas General Land Office that plans to install a permanent Phil Collins collection in the Visitor Center at the Alamo. Texas's Ruthie Foster has dropped a brand new track, which comes from her forthcoming album, Promise of a Brand New Day. The song, which is up for streaming on SoundCloud, is aptly titled Singing the Blues. Foster tells USA Today that the song's inspiration comes from all her years of singing so many other genres, but finding she always comes back to the blues. Promise of a Brand New Day doesn't drop until August 19th, but here's some album trivia. The record was produced by Michelle and Deggy Ocello and features appearances by Toshi Reagan and Doyle Bromhall II. Willie Nelson is riding high on the music charts. Willie's new record, Band of Brothers, sold 37,000 copies this week, sending it to the top of the Billboard country charts. And over on the Billboard 200, which calculates the U.S.'s best-selling albums, Band of Brothers debuted at number 5. That's the highest position for Willie since 1982, when Always on My Mind took the number 2 spot. And finally, we end this week's music news with a brand new track from Robert Plant. Rainbow, an uplifting love song, is now streaming online. It comes from Plant's forthcoming album, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, out September 9th. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
I found a lucky charm. I dressed it up with love. I'll cross the seven seas to you. Oh, will it be enough?
I'm Jody Denberg. We have genuinely been excited about the group Spanish Gold since they debuted with us at South by Southwest back in March. A real interesting mix of personalities and styles. You've got Dante, formerly of Hacienda, Patrick Hallahan, who's the drummer in My Morning Jacket, and Adrian Quesada, who has played with Grupo Fantasma, Brownout, and about a half dozen other folks. Spanish Gold's first album, South of Nowhere, has this real diverse range of influences. We're talking blues, Latin funk, a little hip-hop, maybe even a little heavy metal. In a moment, we're going to talk with Spanish Gold about how they put it all together, but first, let's listen to an exclusive live take in Studio 1A just days ago of a song from their debut album, Out on the Street.
Thank you. The sun is falling, it never shines for you. Can't get no daylight. What you gonna do? You running out of time. Don't make no hurry. Come on over, baby. There's no need to worry. I say get out on the street. Yeah. You ain't safe with nobody. Safe with nobody but me. There's always someone to show you how to steal around the corner. Danger here is much too real. My back's against the wall. Ain't nothing new, and I'm waiting for the night, but that's when I'm gonna make my move.
That was the trio Spanish Gold. I guess they're one-third Austin since Adrian Quesada is in the band. And in fact, they were augmented by several players on that Studio One A track, including Susanna Schoffel on keyboards and backing vocals, the song Out on the Street. KUTX's Jay Trachtenberg had a chance to talk to Dante and Adrian about how Spanish Gold came together.
You know, something that really struck me when I was kind of working on material for this and... I didn't know what it was going to be exactly, but I'd seen Grupo Fantasma. They were playing with GZA from Wu-Tang Clan. And when I saw that, it, you know, kind of light bulb went in my head. I said, man, this guy, I know him, but he's got a real good sensibility of some of that hip-hop stuff, some of the real kind of funky stuff. And it wasn't just Latin music that he could do, you know. And so I had these songs that were kind of loosely about growing up in Laredo, Texas. I said, man, he can do that. And, you know, he could be the perfect guy for that. So I called him straight away, and he said he was interested in, wasn't quite sure what it was going to be, but he was interested, you know, nonetheless. And that's kind of how these things start. It's like, man, I'll try it out. I can't make any commitments unless it's good. You know, if it's pretty weak, I'm busy.
Well, he's always busy.
Yeah, right. And Patrick and I had played in a band together, and we knew how to live in a van together. So, and also just, we had a rapport. I knew we had a kind of a very similar musical taste, Patrick and I did. So if they met, you know, we booked a studio in Nashville, and I said, man, if they get along, then we got a real good shot of maybe making something happen here. So,
well, there, I was reading, there's an interesting MTV sort of connection for the three of you.
Yeah, that was, you know, we get asked about kind of what the record felt like. And, you know, we're all from that generation. We still remember MTV when it was a music channel. It wasn't just pregnant teenagers. And so it was nice back, you know, when it was a music channel, they didn't have, I mean, they had all the shows like Yo MTV Raps and Headbangers Ball, but some of the blocks of video programming, they didn't, I mean, you could go from, you know, a Keith Sweat video straight into, you know, a Tom Petty video. They weren't, you know, it was kind of wild. And I think that concept of listening to music that way, listening to records that way, we all make mixtapes. So having 10 songs that all sound really identical didn't really interest me. I kind of like peppering throughout, and, you know, because we listen to music that way. So we wanted to make a record that way.
I think one, just I'll interject real quick about the Laredo thing, but like, actually, we were just talking with Susanna on the way home. She grew up in the Austin area. Right. She was hanging out at Saxon Pub when she was 13 years old, and we were talking about our first concerts and stuff. And down in Laredo, there was no concerts. There was no, very little music, live music. There wasn't a live music scene. There wasn't clubs. I know kids from D.C. that were into hardcore punk and reading zines when they were teenagers. We didn't have that in Laredo. So like for like Dante and I, we kind of bonded over, like, that's how we got turned on to music, was MTV. You know, I didn't, there wasn't B-boys and breakdancers and graffiti and in my neighborhood, but there was Yo MTV Raps. So I got into, you know, Boogie Down Productions, Public Enemy, yada yada, and that's, there wasn't concerts and clubs and a music scene, so I never saw cool bands, but I saw stuff on 120 Minutes and Headbangers Ball and stuff. So I think that was a thing that kind of Dante and I, you know, connected over. It was like, it's cool to embrace. It was, MTV was cool back then.
Yeah, when you grow up in a small town, you don't, we barely had radio stations in English.
No.
You listen to those songs from Spanish Gold, and I at least think the sky is the limit for this band. South of Nowhere is their debut album, and that was a live take on the title track, South of Nowhere. On the Austin Music Experience, coming up, another Adrian Quesada project takes over Studio 1A. Brownout turns into Brown Sabbath. Plus, Fastball finds its way on the Austin music map and more as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Last week on the program, we talked with Paul Miner, who for years was the booking agent at the Hole in the Wall. He always seems to have one foot in the hole, and he had a lot of stories to share with us about the legendary nightclub just across the street from KUTX. And one of the stories he told us was about Fastball and how they found their way onto the Austin music map.
When the band Fastball was called Magneto USA during their first couple of years as a band in Austin, they were playing at the Hole in the Wall to an audience of 50 or 60 people in the small front room on the tiny stage that faces Guadalupe. And while they were playing, they noticed that the crowd had suddenly shifted their attention to the front door, and people were rising up out of their seat. It turned out that a guy had walked in the front door and taken a spare guitar off of a guitar stand and left the club with it and started running down the street. So the whole audience emptied the club, chased this guy three blocks down the street, around the corner, and into an alley, and cornered him in the alley and retrieved the guitar, held the guy down, and called the police, all while the band is still performing. They later were interviewed on Jay Leno, maybe a year later, when they had a big hit single with The Way. When they were talking about the Hole in the Wall, they said it lives up to its name. Where were they going without ever knowing the way? My name is Paul Miner, and I'm on the Austin Music Map. To share your story, visit austinmusicmap.com.
like I don't miss you. I tell myself these little white lies, these little white lies, like I don't love you. I tell myself these little white lies, these little white lies, like I don't miss you. I tell myself these little white lies, little white lies, and I just walk around with eyes closed.
With eyes closed.
Originally from Denton, Texas, that's the band Horse Thief, and they've got a bit of that Denton sound like Midlake has. They recently were in Studio 1A on a Sunday afternoon visiting with our producer Art Levy and played that song Come On. It's a live take from the tune on their debut album Fear and Bliss. Now, I mentioned Horse Thief's originally from Denton. They actually met up at the Academy of Contemporary Music in Oklahoma City, and they have toured with Midlake, they have toured with the Flaming Lips, and they seem to get a really great critical and even commercial reception overseas that exceeds the one they've received domestically so far. Horse Thief, preceded by Austin's Fastball, who are now on the Austin Music Map, and that's no lie, but the song was Little White Lies, recorded live in Studio 1A in 2009. All right, it's time to get your pinky and forefinger out. Throw those devil horns up. While Adrian Quesada came into Studio 1A with Spanish Gold and then hit the road with that band, his other band, Brownout, also stopped by. Adrian was gone, but Brownout was in its Brown Sabbath mode. They've got an album of Black Sabbath songs reimagined in a Latin funk style, and if that sounds funky on paper, it's amazing in action. In a moment, we'll talk with the band, Brownout, about how the idea came together. But first, let's do it. Brown Sabbath and their version of The Wizard.
We'll be right back.
Alston's Brown Sabbath, making the music of Black Sabbath their own, with a rendition of The Wizard recorded days ago in Studio 1A. Our own Trina Quinn talked with singer Alex Marrero. He took off his shades long enough to let us in behind Brown Sabbath's story.
Well, the band did a residency back in September over at Frank, and they decided to do a different musical theme every week. They did a James Brown record, they did a B-Boys show, they did three different themes. The last one was, they're like, well, let's do Brown Sabbath. Because, you know, we all grew up with Black Sabbath, and it was kind of a joke. I mean, it just kind of happened. They came up with it. It's like, yeah, let's do it. It'll be fun. You know, I guess nobody realized just how challenging it would end up being. It was quite an undertaking. And, and here we are.
Was it most difficult to do the arrangements, or what was the challenge besides the $1 million it cost to license the music?
Well, the songs are pretty epic. The songs are pretty epic. It's just really impressive riffs and very long songs. So trying to find the balance between keeping the essence of the material and giving it the brownout treatment, because it's an interpretation. So it takes some meticulous attention to make sure it comes out, you know, interesting. Which hopefully that's what happened.
Yeah.
Thanks for clapping, guys.
Unbelievable. That was Austin's Brown Sabbath, Brown Out, covering the works of Black Sabbath, a version of Sweet Leaf. You really have to hand it to Brown Sabbath. They didn't take the easy way out. They didn't do faithful covers of the best-known Black Sabbath tunes. They truly got inside the music and made it their own. Excellent. Brown Sabbath plays tonight at the Empire Control Room. They'll do a set of Brown Sabbath music, a set of Brown Out music, and Hard Proof Afrobeat is on the bill as well. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. You can find all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at KUTX.org and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/AustinMusicExperience. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.